Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jeff Gould joining us, and we're going to be talking about a fantastic project that he's been working on for some time. But first of all, Jeff, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk. Jeff, before we get into the Jack Brown Stadium project that you've been working on and raising money for, we'll go into depth on that. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you're originally from Jamestown, and people probably know the last name Gould in this area.
Yeah, I am originally from Jamestown. I attended high school here and then went to as it's formerly known, Jamestown College, where I was played college basketball. And then upon graduating from there, I moved to Fargo, where I started working at a little software company called Great Plains Software, and now has turned into Microsoft. So I've been there for about 23, 24 years now.
So far. So Jeff is joining us here on Let's Talk because, as I pointed out, Jack Brown Stadium, we have the stadium here in Jamestown. It's been part of Jamestown's history for the last 50 plus years. And people who know the stadium, have been to the stadium, attended games or played in games there, will know that it has needed a little bit of work for quite some time, right?
It has. And it's one of those things where it's this particular project, we didn't want to put any more lipstick on the pig, if you will. We wanted to go ahead and do something great and really improve the outlook of the thing and make it as great as it can be for the kids, not only here in Jamestown, but really around the community, around the area. I think as we talk more, you'll see the impressive amount of people who have been involved in the project. Yeah. And that's kind of where that was our focus and our drive for this.
Now, for our listeners too, Jeff, maybe who have not heard of you or heard your name before, you do have some family ties.
Yes,
right?
I do. I do. I do have some skin in the game here. Yeah. Jack Brown was my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And that place was obviously very near and dear to my family. And I think our only pictures we ever took as a family were always down at the ballpark. I don't think it was ever in a studio. So yeah, that was my grandfather. Awesome. And then my father, Tom Gould, who's a longtime teacher and coach here in Jamestown, works down there in the summers and spends a lot of time there as well.
Awesome. Again, Jeff Gould joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So Jack Brown Stadium, we're looking at some projects, the big project, the dugouts for you guys, and you've been raising money to I guess upgrade them, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. The dugouts that as they were 51 years old. They were actually built, I think my father said, when he was a junior in high school.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
They've been around a long time. And what we were trying to do is the current dugouts were 33 feet long and about 10 and a half feet wide. And they were, they're in some disrepair. They were just they're just getting old, as yeah. am I. So what we wanted to do was kind of take on this project and do something a little bigger, a little better, and update them. So what we're trying to do now is we've taken these things from 33 feet to 45 feet, taken them from 10 and a half feet wide to 14 feet wide, and add some additional seating, not only to the back of the dugouts, but actually some front seating. So we're actually going to have between 16 to 20 more seats in the dugouts.
Wow.
And as well as doing some things with electricity, doing some things with the structure itself. And anybody who's played down there in a rainstorm knows we had to do some stuff with drainage too. So
yeah, that makes a heck of a lot of difference because there's a reason you guys started working on the dugouts at Jack Brown. There's the issues that came up with it. But doing these dugouts and doing this project, Jeff, there's going to be a lot of benefits to doing getting these dugouts done at the stadium, right?
We believe so. We think not only for the kids in town, that for the next few generations. I mean, again, these last ones lasted 51 years. These are all cement. They're going to last decades and decades and decades. So not only should it benefit future generations of kids just here in Jamestown, it's also going to do stuff for the state, for the region. I mean, if you look at what Jamestown has had in the past, we've had Class A, Class B tournaments here every other year, mm-hmm. okay? And we were starting to lose some of that. Other organizations, other towns were getting into the rotation because we weren't keeping up with the Joneses per se.
Hmm.
And so we wanted to do that, not only to retain what we've had in the past, but we also wanted to do it to get new things. Okay, so a perfect example was the NAIA Super Regional and the North Star Tournament that the University of Jamestown hosted this past year. They were phenomenal tournaments. They were well attended. They were very good money makers for the town of Jamestown. But in order to keep retaining those things and attracting more, we need to put some upgrades into the facility, and that's was a driving force to do that as well. So it's not only for just Jamestown kids, it's for the region. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we talk more about the number of donors, this isn't just a Jamestown project, okay? This isn't just Jamestown people driving this. This is people who have ties to Jamestown and live in different cities, different states, okay? Yeah. So that was the drive of this entire project.
It's amazing. It really is. And the amount of people that come together to make this project a reality, because obviously you can't do these things without money. And that's been a big deal for you guys too, right? Raising money for this.
It has. And we, you know, I'm not going to lie. When we first started this, I had no idea what a dugout cost. Being at Microsoft, I'm not really in tune with dugout building. But when we originally started this, we went all out. And mm-hmm. what I did is I reached out to two friends of mine who played Major League Baseball. Probably very common names to your listeners who are involved with baseball or sports, mm-hmm. Darren Erstead and Travis Hafner. And I reached out to those guys and said, guys, what are the best dugouts in the major leagues? They gave me some different examples, aka the St. Louis Cardinals, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And basically what we did is we started at that point of getting pictures of those and of getting specs, if you will, of those dugouts. Now, obviously, we weren't going to do anything that big, but what we tried to do is then condense that into something that was a little more manageable and something that, you know, we thought we could afford and we thought would be great for the community. So that's kind of how we started with the thing. Wow. The original bids came in a little higher than we wanted, and we did have to make some cuts, as you did. But as we always said, we didn't want to start with a Yugo and then paint it really nice and make it good. We wanted to start with a Cadillac and then move it down.
Absolutely.
And that's what we did. And what we did is we got the price of this down to basically around $289,000, which is obviously a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big project. So, you know, it's more than my first house cost, you know.
But the good news with this, though, Jeff, I mean, you guys, you're right there. You're knocking on the door of finishing the fundraising for it.
We are. We actually right now have about 95% of this complete in total dollars. We have a little over $273,000 raised at this point. Wow. Through the generosity of 175 different donors. Of those donors, 14 of them are from different states, 45 of them are from different cities, and 64 of the 175 donors are Jamestown residents currently.
Wow. I mean, if that doesn't speak volumes to just how important a project like this is to a community like Jamestown, I mean, I don't know what else would.
Yeah, you know? It's been great, and what we've tried to do is reach out through programs like this, through social media, through, you know, letter writing and that. What we basically did is obtained lists of old Legion players, friends of mine, people we knew, and we sent out what I would call a wave one letter to see if they could be were interested in the project.
Yeah.
It was overwhelmingly yes. And then what happened is that spawned them giving me other names. Again, I haven't lived here for 23 years, okay? I don't know everybody in Jamestown anymore, but I got great feedback from people of, hey, you should contact John Doe. You should contact Jane Doe. Here's their address. Reach out to them. I think this is a great project. They would love to give back to Jack Brown Stadium.
Wow.
And that's just kind of, it's kind of went from there. So what we're at right now is, we're kind of in what I would call wave two, or as my sister calls it, Tessa, she calls it Mariano Rivera time. We're kind of into the close it out process. And that's what we're trying to do now is go ahead and reach out to some new people and get some other folks interested in this project to drive this to the finish line.
Perfect. Again, Jeff Gould joining us here on Let's Talk. Jeff, that kind of brings up one more question I have for you. Is dugouts kind of the one and only thing you guys want to focus on, or is there maybe some more improvements down the road?
Well, I think there's always should be improvements with everything. I live in Fargo, and I'll tell you a really great facility is Jack Williams Stadium, and I compare that very much to Jack Brown. And I'll be honest with you, Jack Williams right now, needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay, they need some people to step up and go raise some money and do some work there. And I'm hoping by doing this, we inspire some people within this town, within this community, to maybe go do some other things. I don't know if I'm willing to tackle another huge project right after this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I wouldn't help. I would be happy to, because I think you do have to give back to the community that made you who you are and contributed to your success as much as Jamestown did for me and a lot of these donors. So I think that's important. But yes, I do believe other things should be done down there. I just don't know if I'll be the guy driving them.
Hey, well, I mean, a prime example, like you said, Jeff, this should hopefully spur on some more development. And if this project doesn't show once it's finished, it doesn't show the economic improvements that it'll provide for Jamestown, which is really a big hope for something like this.
Absolutely. And again, I talked earlier about the WDA tournament, and the high school tournaments, and the North Star tournament, and the NAI Super Regional, and the various amateur tournaments. Those are big money makers to this town. Okay, those I have economic figures that these are six-figure tournaments. Okay, coming into this town, and we want to retain what we. I mean, we've already lost some of it. Okay, and we need to get that back, and we need to retain what we have. But we also want to get new tournaments. We want to get more people into this town and see how great Jamestown is. For instance, as we talked earlier before we came on air, let's go after the Central Plains Regional for Legion Baseball. Let's go after state tournaments for Babe Ruth or regional tournaments for Babe Ruth kids. Get them into town and see what Jamestown has to offer. Okay, last year there were 173 games played at Jack Brown Stadium.
Wow.
Which is an impressive number, right? That's a lot of people coming in and out of there. And guess what? They're not all Jamestown people, right? So there is a big economic component of this to keep Jamestown moving forward. And I think, again, has there been some public money from this? Well, yes, the park board did and the high school did give.
Yeah.
The rest of this is privately done. Okay. Wow. This is private money that's done this. And that's what's so impressive about this, and it kind of takes your breath away when you kind of take a step back and look, wow, you know, 175
people. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's really amazing. So do we have a deadline that you guys hope to have everything finished up at the stadium?
Yeah, right. Again, construction's going on right now. I'm actually going to go check on them here when we wrap up. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to get all the money raised by the end of May.
Got it.
So we're trying to get that all done by the end of May. Will we get there? We hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings up the question, Jeff, if somebody who's listening right now interested in helping out, what are some ways that you would recommend they help you guys out?
The best way to go with that right now is to actually donate write a check to the Jamestown Parks and Rec Foundation, so JPRF.
Okay.
And what you would do is send a check in care of Bonnie Eukstead.
Okay.
And what you would send that to is 1002 2nd Street Southwest here in beautiful Jamestown, North Dakota, 58401. Okay. You would send that check to her, and in the memo line put Dugouts or Jack Brown Stadium or whatever you want.
That way they know where it's going.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. It's a 501(c). It is a tax deductible contribution, but obviously with that foundation, there are other things that obviously have money earmarked towards them.
Yeah.
What this is just kind of says, hey, this is a line item in this foundation, and that's where the money's earmarked for.
Perfect, man. I mean, I'm very ecstatic to see these improvements and to see what it brings future-wise for Jamestown. Jeff, anything else you want to add out there to wrap this up?
You know, I just want to, first of all, I want to thank you for having us on here today. I want to thank some of the other folks that have helped so much with this. But really, I want to thank the donors that have done this, the construction people that have done this. Hillerud Construction here in Jamestown has kind of been the contractor here that has driven this forward. And I'm proud to say, as a Jamestown kid, all the work done on the park is done by Jamestown firms. And I'm happy about that. I'm happy to see the money go to people here in Jamestown. So again, the big thanks there is to the people that have helped me kind of drive this forward, because as you can tell, I'm not very eloquent and I'm not a professional fundraiser. I'm just a nerd programmer at Microsoft. But the people that have helped achieve what we've achieved so far has been incredible. And, you know, we're just going to keep charging at this point. We're going to get to the finish line, and we're going to make the people of Jamestown proud, and future generations are going to go down there and enjoy the heck out of that ballpark like they should.
That's awesome. Jeff, really appreciate it. Thank you guys for doing this, and thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
I appreciate it.